Welcome to the new channel. Our passion transforms a community that sees and shares all things new.
The new channel. The new channel. Hashtag TNC now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
I'm Nato Agbayani, and you're watching Hashtag Para Sa Bayan. This is the world premiere of Season 5. Good evening. You're still watching Hashtag Para Sa Bayan. This is the world premiere of our show, Hashtag Para Sa Bayan with Paul Phil. Ngayong gabi po, siguro magkikwentuhan lang tayo ng konti. It's been 4 seasons na magkakasama po tayo. Parang juice lang, di ba? 4 seasons. Tapos, ang dami-dami na po nating na-guest, ang dami-dami na po nating na pag-usapan. One of those, of course, is yung barangay elections and then SK elections na pag-usapan po natin extensively. Now we have new set of barangay officials all over the country that will be there for the next 2 years. At siguro po, what's up, what's coming itong season 5? Ito pong season 5 with the next 13 episodes, we will have very special guests na pag-uusapan po right now. Very hot topic yung world, yung West Philippine Sea. I think there's a contingent of civilians now going to bring mga gifts dito po sa ating Filipino military and police stationed in the islands dito po sa West Philippine Sea. Very controversial, of course, because this is a contested area. In fact, I think dun sa isang convoy na silip nila na hinaharang na, no, nung Chinese vessels dito sa West Philippine Sea. Number two, we will be talking about the peace process, no? Itong coming 13 episodes, recently nagkaroon ng agreement in principle ang Government of the Republic of the Philippines to renegotiate again with the CPP, NPA, NDF. Dun po sa mga nakaraang episodes natin, remember we discussed that there is already peace in Mindanao. So, dami po natin na pag-usapan dyan. Ilan ng guests natin coming from former MILF rebels, former MNLF rebels, na ngayon po kasama na sa transition government dun sa Bangsamoro Transition Authority. In fact, sabi ko nga, di ba, ang kaalaman ng iba dun sa mga hindi masyadong nagbabasa ng news, there is still war in Mindanao. But on the contrary, na resolve na po ang conflict sa Mindanao, and in fact the former rebels are now part of government, no? Yun pong MILF has been decommissioned. Ano pong ibig sabihin ng decommission? Wala na pong arms, they will be joining government and the programs of government in the south. Ngayon ito po is there are prospects to build a lasting peace for the entire country. Tapos na po yung sa south. Ngayon po, we still have the the left, no, yung communist rebels that are still in negotiations with the government. But ngayon, there are also groups like, of course, kami po dito sa Political Officers League of the Philippines, we are enjoining everyone to join the peace process. Lahat po ng stakeholders, hindi lang po siguro yung CPP, NPA, NDF, but the entire country, yung po mga stakeholders. Yan po ang ano eh, ang dapat sa ating pong peace process. The peace process should include everyone. Andyan po ang church, andyan yung mga sectors, andyan yung academe. Of course, andyan din po yung mga parties of the left that are no longer with NDF. Marami po yan. There are several. Meron pang armed groups within the left, within the Philippine left. And meron din po tayong groups sa right na tinatawag natin, yung mga RAM, YOU, former and current military officers or former generals who are already working for peace, no? Yung pong katulad ng Paulfield, I think one of our former chairman, si General Danny Lim, was really for peace, no? He wanted that mag-pervade, no? Permeate ang kapayapaan dito po sa buong bansa. Aside from that, isa pa pong kalaban natin is, of course, still, hanggang ngayon, poverty, na guest po natin dito sa ating platform, dito sa hashtag Para sa Bayan with Paulfield, si Secretary Lope Santos ng NAPSI. Sa ngayon po, ang target ng PBBM government at ang NAPSI is really to reduce poverty by, sabi nga, single digit. Sa ngayon po, double digit pa rin ang ating poverty, meaning X percent of our entire country, halimbawa na lang 15%, are still below the poverty line. So marami pong tao yun. That's about 15 million people still below poverty line. No? Of course, iba-iba po ang definition natin sa poverty. Yung bang minsan pag nagpupunta po tayo sa mall, hindi natin napapansin na may mga mahihirap sa Pilipinas dahil katulad kahapon po, nagpunta tayo sa isang mega shopping center, no? Yung pong mga warehouse club. Eh, bilihan po ng bilihan yung mga tao. Parang walang poverty sa Pilipinas. Pero ganun pa man po, meron pa din. Ngayon, dahil Pasko, di po ba, nagki-Christmas shopping at matraffic, lahat nakakotse, ang dami nang may kotse. So, it's still, ano, no? But the poverty level is napakalaki pa po, no? Of course, certain sectors of our population are considered marginalized. Yan, hindi pa po natin nasosolve yan. So, 14% of the country are solo parents. Yun po, living in single-parent homes. Ibig sabihin, nagpapalaki sila ng mga bata below 18, and that's 14%. So that's about more than 14 million po na mga single parents. Ang karamihan, of course, are women. Siguro a small percentage are men or minsan yung mga auntie, hindi, not really direct parents, no? 10% of the country is supposed to be mga persons with disabilities. Ibig sabihin, within the broad spectrum of the Philippines, marami pa pong not included in society, no? And then we have a growing problem of mental health. Yan po is not just, hindi po namimili ng social class yan. It is mental health issues are present even amongst the rich and the poor alike, no? Then lastly, kanina sinabi natin WPS, yung Western Philippine Sea, yung peace talks, itong mga marginalized sectors. We also have yung senior citizens, no, who need yung kalinga ng ating bayan or kalinga ng Philippine government and the entire country, no? Yung mga facilities for this are really, much is to be desired. Marami pa pong sector sa lipunan na sa kasalukuyan are marginalized, no? Of course, we also want to discuss that overall in our efforts for peace. Ang Political Officers League of the Philippines ay, of course, organization po ng maraming mga former activists, former rebels or freedom fighters. At karamihan po dito ngayon are into development work, mostly into advocacies that are into development work. Ilan po dyan, of course, nasa climate change advocacy. Napakalaki rin po ng issue ng climate change at climate resiliency. Yan po ay pag-uusapan natin this season. We want to discuss it in detail dahil napakalaki pong issue yan dito po sa ating bayan. Kaya nga po, hashtag para sa bayan, because we want to discuss issues na makakatulong po sa ating lipunan, sa ating mga kabataan. Then of course, ang ating pong kabataan, ito pong naka-recent SK elections, lalo tigit sa iba't ibang parte ng Pilipinas, lalo na doon sa mga highly urbanized cities, naging, shall we say, very competitive. At in fact, yung dati pong sistema, no, sa ating pamahalaan na, of course, there will be people running for Congress or running for barangay captain or any government position, na sa ngayon po, marred na by vote buying. Napakalawak po, no, ng vote buying among these elective positions. Now, maraming kadikit o maraming issues na kadikit yan, no? One of it is, of course, seemingly itong we have read some intelligence reports linking certain elements of a foreign power, hindi ko na po sasabihin kung sino, with the drug trade. Okay, so ang drug trade po, for example, into the billions po talaga yung transnational crime na ito. And in fact, marami pong malalaking huli, they go through porous areas of the Philippines. So some ports are used, some other trading points are used for drugs. And then of course, alam naman po natin ang droga is supply and demand. So backgrounder lang dyan sa droga, it can be used to destroy a country. Remember yung pong ginawa ng civil rights movement, yung isa pong isang agency ng US government ay nag-introduce clandestinely ng droga sa ghettos, no, sa New York, sa Queens, at inintroduce nila ang drugs to weaken the civil rights movement. Yan din po ang ginawa sa China, yung opium wars. A certain foreign power also introduced, and in fact, pinalawig nila yung paggamit ng droga para pahinain yung isang bansa. So hinyan po ay we are wary of our country, yung po sa ating mga makabayan at saka makabansang puwersa dito po sa Pilipinas. Kailangan mag-ingat po tayo dahil tingnan natin mabuti ang possibility na ang isang foreign power ay ginagamit ang droga para pahinain ang ating lipunan, as a people, our way of life, no? And then also loose firearms, no? In fact, some of them are not loose firearms. There was a report by Rappler that a certain former government official got licenses for 300 arms bago po siya mag-retire or bago siya umalis sa pamahalaan, no? Saan po dadalhin itong 300 arms, no? Some of them AK-47s, some of them pistols. Saan po gagamitin ito, no? Nakakapagtaka din. So, dito po sa hashtag para sa bayan, we will have a very exciting season 5. Medyo, hindi na po tayo siguro magpapaligoy-ligoy pa. Now, we will address issues, yung West Philippine Sea, pag-uusapan natin yan with experts, or with people who are, fighting for our national patrimony. Kasi po, hindi po tayo pwedeng mabuli ng isang bansa at i-exploit ang ating resources, ang ating fishery resources, na ginagawa po nila sa buong mundo. dapat po, we have to maintain our national patrimony, di ba po? Meron po tayong boundaries dito po sa Pilipinas, and namamarginalize na po ang ating mga may hirap na mangingisda. With the technology that country that industrial, yung fishing industry nila, ine-exploit na po ang buong mundo, no? Ang fishery resources ng buong mundo. Sabi nga nung isang kausap ko the other day, dapat yata, ano, di ba, pag ina-exploit mo yung fishery resources ng international waters, you pay a certain fee. Or there should be some form of regulation. Kasi globally, yung international seas po natin, nagfi-fish dyan. And the end result is, generations of our children, nauubos na po yung fishery resources natin globally. Eh. And then, there's so much, that's also part of climate change and so many things, so many issues. Kaya po sinasabi ko to is, hindi na po tayo magpapatumpik-tumpik dito po sa hashtag para sa bayan. Siguro we will discuss more issues that really reflect yung ating needs sa country. Like I said, yung bukod dun sa WPS, yung usapin ng peace. So we will try to acquire, ika nga ating mga interviewers dito sa mga people who are in government or even in the other side dito sa NDF. Or even other people in the different ano no in the different fringes no yung mga iba't ibang stakeholders. Natural po, like tayo mga ordinaryong mamamayan, tayo po stakeholders sa kapayapaan sa Pilipinas, not just for ourselves but also for our children. Mahalaga po yon. Then we talk about of course WPS, peace, and then of course fighting poverty. Andyan pa rin po yung mga marginalized sectors natin. Ano po ba ang ating kampanya as a country to reduce or even eradicate poverty? Number two, ano po ba yung ating mga kagustuhan para ang marginalized sectors tulad ng solo parents, tulad ng senior citizens, persons with disabilities, people with mental health issues na kailangan po nating ma-address? So yan po, siguro, there's so many people na pwede po nating invite and so many experts. We will have panelists manggagaling po dito sa Political Officers League of the Philippines para po sila rin ang tumulong sa atin no, mag-interview sa ating mga kasama sa iba't ibang sectors of society. Then, of course, there are other sectors no, na nakikita natin na maganda ring ma-invite dito po sa hashtag para sa bayan. Of course, this is your public affairs show dito po sa ating The New Channel. Ito po ang dito. This is where we discuss the political, yung mga economic, social issues that affect everyone. Then, lastly, yung climate change and climate resilience. Napakalaki pong parte no, ng ating diskusyon dito po sa hashtag para sa bayan with Paul Field, yung pong usapin ng resiliency. Bakit po? Because as you know, ang climate change po will talk about food security, will talk about water resources, will talk about, of course, national resources, yung sustainability, and then we can also talk about yung SDGs or Sustainable Development Goals. Na yan po, there's so many, yan po pinag-usapan sa UN. And then, we want that we can mainstream that discussion. Bakit po ba pinag-uusapan ng UN yan? Bakit ba kailangan yung climate change, resiliency? Bakit ba kailangan natin tapusin ang poverty? Bakit kailangan merong carbon credits? No? Dahil all of these things will affect the way the country will move forward. Ang sabi po, bago mag-COVID, ito rin yung sinasabi nila Dr. Bernie Villegas, 2050, we will be the 16th largest economy in the Philippines. Ibig sabihin, yung po, at that point, we will no longer be an emerging nation, but we will be a first world nation. Dito po sa hashtag para sa bayan with Paul Field, we believe that if lahat po ng tao makapag o lahat ng mga Pilipino, lahat ng mga makabansa at makabayang mga Pilipino ay magsasama-sama, lalo tigit yung ating mga kabataan, ay marireach po natin yung goal na yan. In fact, the target is 2030 to end poverty in the Philippines. Pero of course, the realities are still there. Marami pa pong factors yan. Hindi basta-basta may eradicate ang poverty because it's long-standing issue or a struggle for the country. Ngayon, isa pang usapin dito is ano ba ang direction ng of course ng ating kabataan overall. Now we have, I think, in the entire 42,000 barangays of the country, na in place na natin uli yung bagong set ng mga sangguniang kabataan. Remember, di ba, kung nanonood po kayo ng ating mga shows before, yung sangguniang kabataan, kung ikaw ay chairman, you are in charge of the welfare of people 15 to 30 year old in your barangay. Bakit po mahalaga yon? Kasi ang hindi po kaya ng buong gobyerno na sustain ng buong bansa. That's why we need the villages, that's why we need the barangays, the barangay captains and the SK chairs para po tumulong dun sa ganung napakalaking task of nation building. Ang nation building po is not as complex as we think, no? It can start from our communities. Dati yung nauso nun, yung clean up drive, pero of course marami pa pong mga centers of participation that the youth can participate in. Na-define na po yan sa ating SK, sa National Youth Commission. Marami ng centers of participation. So kasama dyan yung inclusion, kasama dyan yung iba't ibang issues. So tayo po sa hashtag para sa bayan, this time around, season 5 with Paul Phil, no? We will get the opinions also of experts para po tulungan tayong halawin yung pinakamagandang mga lessons dito po sa ating bansa and even abroad. So, meron pong mga tinatawag silang benchmarks or best practices across the world, no? Paano ba sinosolve yung poverty? Bakit sa ibang bansa wala na yon or na-eradicate na nila? Bakit yung mga political system ng iba't ibang bansa? Let's say, for example, sabi nila sa Pilipinas, parang corrupted na yung party list system. Kasi ang nangyayari, well, of course, nag-buy and sell ng party list, pero hindi naman sila truly representative of their sector. Kunyari, it is in the agricultural sector or in the fishery sector or in the, let's say, PWD or solo parent sector. Ang nagiging congressman is yung mga tao na they have the resources to buy a party list. I think ngayon yata, to buy a party list, 25 million, parang ganun, to the tune of 25 million para ka bumili ng party list. Of course, people will deny that, but sa grapevine, no, maririnig mo naman na ganito yung mga bentahan niyan. So, bakit bibili ka ng ganun kung ikaw ay isang marginalized talaga na party or party list, no? So, for example, wala pang klarong solo parent representative sa Kongreso. I think, of course, andyan yung may representative tayo sa Congress na elderly, yung persons with disabilities, wala pa rin, well, there are those who are saying na sila yung representative ng PWDs, but we know for a fact na napakalaki niyang sector na yan, no? We have been in that advocacy since the 90s. So, and then we also have, I have a child with autism, so therefore, parang, in the different occasions, andyan po tayo sa iba't ibang pag-advocate ng awareness po sa ating persons with disabilities. So, again, the task of nation building is not yet done. In fact, it is just siguro starting all over again kasi andyan po yung ating mga bagong SK, andyan yung ating mga bagong barangay leaders. Then we have, of course, itong 2025, there will be another elections, so local and congressional, and also a portion of the half of the Senate, we will re-elect. And then on the 2028, sa local elections na naman, magkakaroon na naman uli ng pagtutunggalian. So, napakarami pong dapat gawin. Dapat po lahat ng mga stakeholders mag-usap-usap, lalo na business. You know that 99% of business is made up of micro, small, medium enterprises or even SMEs. Ibig sabihin, yung big business po, nasa 1% lang. And yet, that dapat po mas malaki at mas malawak ang mentoring efforts natin para po palakasin ang negosyo. And then there's an issue of course, technology. innovation, technology and innovation. Tayo po ay nasa USD Innovation Center. And although outgoing na po tayo, we're still struggling, no? Struggling to find startups that we can fund, that we can really help the country. So meron tayo dyan mga startups, ng medical startups, on robotics, on different levels, no? So yan po, mahalaga din, magamit natin ang teknolohiya para maisaayos ang bansa. So the task of nation building, again, is not as simple as it seems. Sabi nga nung former mentor ko, nothing is as simple as it seems. So ganun po ang task natin. Tayo po, mga ordinaryong mamamayan, bagamat hindi tayo siguro abogado, tayo po ay, or hindi man tayo doktor, hindi man tayo so-called professionals, no? But we are, sabi ko nga, ako, I consider myself a student of government. Wala po ako, well, officially, nasa gobyerno po tayo bilang barangay kagawad, bagamat tayo ay nangungonsulta sa iba't ibang forces dito po sa Pilipinas para sa ikabubuti ng bansa. Ngayon, like I said, this will be a short episode. This will be our Christmas episode. Parang introductory lang po ito para po malaman natin ang magiging discussions natin itong darating na season 5. Very exciting po dahil as much as possible, we want you to watch the people na magiging guest natin dito. We want to assure you naman na hindi ito yung mga, syempre, mema lang, di ba? Kailangan ito yung mga guests na they are really key opinion leaders or experts in their field. Yun po, again, you will be, ito, pag-uusapan natin, WPS, Peace Talks, pag-uusapan natin ng climate change, climate resiliency, ang marginalized sectors, kung paano natin i-end ng poverty, paano natin tutuloy ang sustainable development goals para sa ating bansa. And then, of course, we would like to focus also on the youth, no? Ang kabataan, ang pag-asa ng bayan, sabi nga nila, no? Itong nakaraang eleksyon, yung kabataan natuto na sa mga matatanda on how to not do the elections or how not to participate in elections. Pero wala pa tayong magagawa, no? Ganun yung realities, yung tinatawag nilang real politics, no? Na-expose na sila sa use of money, vote buying, nakakatakot din po, no? Because saan ba nanggagaling tong millions and millions of money? So, marami pong ibang party list groups that are, although this has yet to be investigated, no? Pumasok ang narco money dito po sa ating elections. And again, narco money is in the billions and that is coming from foreign syndicates, no? Yung alam naman natin yan, yung triad, no? Na nagpumapasok dito sa Pilipinas. And we want a future for our children. We want a future for our grandchildren. Kaya po nandito pa rin tayo after, I think, 40 years of struggle. Nag-umpisa po tayo bilang student activist ng 15 anyos. Ngayon po, 55 na po tayo. Nandito pa rin tayo para sa bayan. So anyway, naway manood po kayo ng ating mga shows for season 5. Again, yun po, nasabi ko na yung mga discussion. Secret pa po ang mga guests, pero of course, we will give you the best possible guest dito po sa hashtag Para Sa Bayan. All new exciting season 5. And please, dito po sa TNC, don't forget to watch all our shows. Mamaya po, ipe-playback natin yung mga shows na yan para po makita nyo. Huwag na po kayo umalis dito sa The New Channel. This is our platform on live stream. And in fact, we're available on different, nasa IG, no? And then LinkedIn, we're everywhere, Spotify. So, manood lang po tayo, FB and YouTube. Andyan po ang TNC, lalo na po itong hashtag Para Sa Bayan every Saturday, 9 p.m. Again, we invite you to watch hashtag Para Sa Bayan in the coming days. Ito po si ang inyong host, walang iba kundi si Nato Agbayani. Welcome to season 5. God bless you all. Thank you.
ang ubo, mabilis lumala. Kaya dapat agapan.
Dapat Newsol Nukes Advanced Syrup.
May 2x zinc para ang ubo, imbis na lumala, tulungang mabilis mawala.
Newsol Nukes Advanced Syrup.
Unilab yan.
Ang 40D, tumutulong patibayan ng vital organs, iwas sakit sa puso at iba pang sakit.
Music.